It's Wednesday, March the 15th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. What's up, everybody?
Nothing much.
It's
snow day!
We're going through a snowstorm right now here in the southern Ontario of Canada. And there's a lot of snow on the ground. Yeah. Now, I imagine this is your ideal weather, Anthony.
It's pretty great.
I fucking hate it.
It's fantastic.
It's awful.
I went outside today in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I just laid down in the snow.
Yeah.
And that's all I did. I just laid down and let snow on top of me. It was fantastic. Ugh. It's relaxed. Listen to nature.
Ugh. Snow.
It's fantastic.
Snow's only fun if you're doing something in it. But
yeah, I was laying in
it. Sucks. Yeah, so there's a lot of snow. A lot of shoveling. I have a big driveway.
No, I have a snowblower. So whenever a big snowfall happens, everyone in the block is our friend because we have a snowblower.
Are you the only one in your block with a snowblower?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's like, so weird. It's the opposite here. I'm like the only one without.
Oh, everyone has a snowblower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm still better than them all.
You got that ergonomic shovel?
Yeah. I got brute strength.
Gross.
Yep, it's great.
Disgusting.
Yeah, no, so that's cool. No big review this week, but we have a couple picks we're going to go through. And
we also have Kamen Rider, finally.
Yeah, two episodes of that. And we have definitive thoughts on Zelda, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have that. So let's kick it off, Anthony. What happened this week? What's up with the picks?
I got some picks. I got some stuff. We watched a video. It is for the new Shadow of Mordor game.
Yeah.
I believe it's called Shadow of War.
Shadow of War. What was the first one? Was it just Shadow of Mordor?
Shadow of Mordor, something of something.
Okay. But this is something of four.
Shadow of Mordor.
Like, it was Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor. That's it.
Shadow, yeah. So the new one, Shadow of War. Yeah, Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
There you go. And it's the new one of those games. If you remember, this one came out the first one came out a while ago now, like launch of the PS4.
2015?
Maybe. 2015 sounds right.
Yeah.
But so in the new one, they have taken pretty much the Nemesis system, the whole thing of your enemies are like named NPCs and they like hold grudges and do that stuff, and they took it to
the next level.
Where your nemesis have work like camps.
Yeah.
And you have to build up an army of orcs to take over other camps.
Right.
And then build a bigger army and stuff. So we watched that video. It's like a 16-minute gameplay demo.
Mm-hmm. Just a recap for the listeners out there. What did you think of that game? Just to refresh your mind, what did you think of Shadow of Mordor?
I really liked Shadow of Mordor. Yeah. At the time, it had like the Batman combat when that wasn't too overdone.
Yeah.
And all the execution stuff. And I did like the idea of I could not only just kill a guy, but I could possess that person to bring them to my side and do all that kind of stuff. The only thing I didn't like about that game is that the open world was really empty.
Yep.
And
it didn't need to be an open world
game. Yeah, it didn't really need to be an open world game. But this one seems cool. They showed off a raid, pretty much.
Yeah.
And all the stuff you could do to prep, you could put in spies into the enemy ranks. You could pick which NPCs that are on your side or you've possessed to take with you into battle and that offer different bonuses and stuff. Mm-hmm. They had a gatecrasher who does what his name says.
Oh.
They had a beastmaster who's able to ride through flames and like go over walls and stuff. It seemed pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that there's a lot of cinematic events that we watched where I don't know what triggers them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, it wasn't really smooth. It was very jarring for it to go into from gameplay to cinematic, and then you're just magically on a battlefield okay again.
Yeah.
Like when they started riding the dragon.
Yeah, I didn't realize he got on it, and I didn't realize when he got off.
Yeah, he got on a dragon apparently, and then he also got off a dragon, and then someone bitch slapped a dragon,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
It was neat.
But it looks really cool. I think that was like pretty much one of the biggest game things that happened this week for reveals.
For sure, yeah. I thought, I remember the original game. I thought it was cool. I didn't really love it though. I remember thinking it was all right, and I didn't understand what the big deal with the Nemesis system was.
Okay.
I just thought they put names to characters you fight, and I honestly didn't get like why it was such a revolutionary thing. Because remembering it was like they die, sometimes they come back if they beat you.
Yeah, if they beat you, they have like scars and
Yeah, and
stuff, or
it's
if they
like,
escape.
okay, so they've got expanded memory.
Okay.
And I didn't quite get it. But this seems like a real legitimate cool step forward
Yeah.
in how they've done the Nemesis system. At the same time, it just seems like, you know when what's that game? I think in Mass Effect, is it 2 or 3? If you do certain side quests before the final mission, you'll get special things that'll appear.
Oh,
But
okay.
like special events will happen during that final quest.
Yeah.
It just seems like they've taken that sort of idea and applied it to everything.
Okay.
And that's how at least that's how I see the cinematics going. So it depends on how far you want to prep or if you want to just jump in cold turkey.
And that sounds cool to me just because like the stuff I'm doing in the game isn't just like a number bonus,
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
If they can smoothly bring all those events into your culminating battle, that's really cool.
No, the game looks cool. I just have no interest. I
Really?
just don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked the first one, so
Well,
I'm pretty interested in
it's half that like the first game didn't really hit me like it did everyone else, and I kind of just don't like that world.
it.
Like when I think of Lord of the Rings, I think of that like hell section being part of it.
Okay.
Like I feel,
Oh.
you know what I mean? Like to me, Lord of the Rings is this huge expansive
It's not
world.
just
Yeah, it's not
Mordor.
just we're gonna stay in Mordor, we're gonna live in lava.
Okay.
There's no elves, there's no hobbits, there's no nothing else. It's just oppressive and
It's just a
dark and
human and a bunch of orcs.
yeah, and it's super violent and like that's cool, but that's not what I'm looking for right
Okay.
now.
The other pick I have is a GDC talk. So GDC is the Game Developers Conference. It happens every year, and they bring out free videos on their YouTube channel. And usually the talks are very in-depth into the game industry. So it's like how to program AI that's not super fucked, or our challenges of getting around a certain design. Like unless you're a developer, like a lot of these are kind of like way over your head. But the people from Nintendo and the people who made Breath of the Wild had a GDC talk, and it's up on their YouTube channel now. The talk is called "Breaking Conventions with the Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild," and it's an hour and a half talk, just about the challenges they had facing turning Zelda into an open world game, so to speak, right? How to break away from the set, start in a place, get a sword, go to a dungeon, get a better sword. Defeat the final boss.
Wow.
Oh,
This is why winter sucks. People get sick.
I need a drink.
Yep. Usually I would cut this out, but I think there's no way I can cut that smoothly. So we're just gonna fill for time, ladies and gentlemen. It's just me. So what you don't know is I'm actually not alone in this room. There's three other people. If y'all want to say hello, you can say hello right now.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know if that picked up on the microphone, but they're here. I'm not alone. So I'm thinking about remodeling this room. I think I'm gonna make this just strictly all my toys and video games.
You could.
But I don't know. But it's just a weird shape because it's so long. I don't know where I'm gonna put things. Like, if I put stuff on the walls, it'll make this room really narrow.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to do that. But yeah. Anyways, Anthony's back.
Oh, you weren't going to stop it. You just went for it.
Oh no. Because then I'd have to remember to cut and edit.
Yeah, man.
No.
You raw dog it? All right,
Yeah.
fine.
GDC Nintendo Breath of the
So yeah,
Wild.
GDC Nintendo Breath of the Wild, and they were talking about the challenges of bringing Zelda into an open world instead of the whole Zelda trope type of deal. And it's a really interesting talk. You don't have to be really a game developer or have like any sort of programming background to take an interest in like the type of challenges they face and stuff. And also, they show different ideas that they had
Link.
For Link, for the world, for other
Oh,
stuff.
I saw these design documents.
And some of those design documents are out of control. There's one where Link's on a motorcycle. There's one where Link is in a scuba suit, like just for underwater stuff.
I'm glad I didn't go with any of that.
Well, I don't know. Link on a motorcycle would be pretty cool.
Would it though?
Yeah,
No.
you gotta mount different motorcycles in the wild. It's just like a pack of motorcycles hanging out.
I mean, The Legend of Zelda in a modern era setting would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
If it was like Lincoln, New York.
He's like, hey man, gotta get a taxi.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, it's a long talk. It's very interesting. It's, if you've been playing Zelda Breath of the Wild or you have an interest in Zelda at all, it's very spoiler free. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I believe there was a couple of things. I was paying attention to the Overwatch talks.
Oh, okay.
And there was also like an Ask Me Anything. They revealed a couple things, like Bastion originally was supposed to shoot through walls in turret mode.
Whoa! That sounds unfair.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, it wouldn't have worked.
No, really?
The other thing, like Bastion had a personal shield, like a Reinhardt shield, and he turned it to turret mode.
Oh, so like just...
In front of him, so you couldn't shoot him.
Like, that's from the stupid. Front. It's so tough.
Yeah, so he had a shield and he could shoot through walls.
He sounded so strong.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, but the thing that they mentioned that was interesting is that, like, Overwatch 2 might be sooner than you think.
Oh, wow.
Because they talked about, like, yeah, we understand the need for, like, PvE, and, like, the interest is there, but we don't ever think it's something that's going to happen in this game. At least this version of the game. And so they're like... But it is something we are heavily invested in and something you'll see eventually.
Like, do you think it's going to be this year? Like, do you think you're going to turn Overwatch into a yearly franchise?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That'd be interesting, though, if we got an expansion like around E3 when the Overwatch came out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Could be neat.
Yeah, so GDC actually has a lot of really interesting talks. Yeah. Some are on their YouTube channel. Some are exclusive to their website. And then also some are exclusive to, like, a paywall. Yeah. So if you want like some of the weirder stuff, you gotta fork up some cash. But yeah, breaking conventions with The Legend of Zelda. It's a really interesting talk.
I think Nintendo put up a video on their official YouTube page too.
Oh, did they?
I believe they have the director talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Like specific challenges and whatnot, how it's made, how they made the game and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I also liked the one thing they did in the talk, just the last thing, is they compared a lot of the things to the original Legend of Zelda, like NES Legend of Zelda.
Oh, The Adventure of Link?
Not the second one. No. Not that yeah, one. That one's a little...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But whenever they had... when they were explaining mechanics or ideas and stuff, they would break it down into the 2D level.
Yeah.
And they'd show, like...
I saw that.
This is how we would do it if it was NES Zelda. But now we have to extrapolate this into a 3D space. And they would, they had like a little like animated GIF or video of a 2D world.
I remember seeing that 2D world, like a picture of it. It was like, whoa, that's how they were working.
Yeah. They opened it up and it's like, what's wrong here? Link is blue. There's a leaf here. What's going on?
Yeah.
Right? It was weird. It was pretty cool. I liked it. So yeah, those are my two picks. I was going to talk about King of Fighters DLC, but I'm just like, no one cares about that but me.
That's so true. That's a bummer. I think I saw the news. Orisa's getting her full Overwatch release March 21st.
Yeah.
Which kind of bums me out. I was hoping it was this week, because March 21st is Mass Effect Day, and I kind of know I'm not going to be playing Overwatch on that day.
Really? You're going to drop Overwatch?
I don't know. I'm going to be playing Overwatch on that day.
You're going to be doing both. You're going to get in your games, you're going to get your loot boxes, and then you're going to turn in the Mass Effect.
Yeah, probably.
That you're a monster. Right. You're a monster.
That sounds about right. Other things, too. Formula 1 is well on its way to starting.
Yeah.
Ferrari looked genuinely fast.
Did they?
They do. They look fast.
Did their car break down immediately after being fast?
No.
What?
They seem to be just as reliable as Mercedes, and if not as fast, faster.
Okay.
So this year's Formula One looks cool.
Has the new rule changes really made for just faster cars?
Or? Definitely. Yeah. They can go flat out in corners now that they weren't able to. It's cool. The interesting thing is one of the teams, Force India, you'll know them because their colors, they rep the Indian flag, they're orange,
and they're
green.
Also last all the time.
Yeah, they're like midfield. They're top of the midfield.
Top of the midfield? All right.
Yeah, so they're like fifth, usually. They have a new color scheme this year, and it was just pointed out to me. They're running an all-pink car this year.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's nuts.
Cool.
Like, they have this regular sponsorships, but the car's just pink.
Nice.
It's really cool. I was like, whoa. Like, a lot of teams are running interesting liveries this year, like... Sauber has their 25th anniversary. It's blue and gold.
Didn't Mercedes just put flames on their car?
They did. I was like, what the fuck? Mercedes put blue flames on their car. Yeah. And I was like, this is weird. And then McLaren went to orange. And
I like that McLaren.
The favorite one is the... Have you seen the Toro Rosso? The Italian Red Bull team?
No.
They have a cool one.
Okay.
It's neat.
So just green, white, and red?
No.
It's just the flag.
It's still a Red Bull colors, but they've done it in a way where it looks... I don't know. It just looks like a proper race car.
Okay.
Yeah, it's neat. But yeah, no, that's I really haven't been paying attention to anything.
It's been like, even looking through the week, it's been kind of short on news.
Isn't like PAX coming up soon?
It's over now.
Oh,
it just finished.
I'm surprised there's nothing out there.
Yeah, and then was it John Carmack is suing id Software?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember
that. But that's like a whole drawn out legal thing that's not really fun.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, because they had a whole thing of like John while he was underneath he stole a bunch of source code. But then also because they sold the source code, the company is now like, well, we don't have to pay you your stocks back. It's like, no, I sold my stocks. You have to pay me that money.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you forfeited it. And he's like, well, okay, I'm going to take you to court now for like 20 mil.
Yeah, I mean, that's different. Like, oh, man, law's so fucked. Yeah, but there you go. Yeah, let's just move on to the weeks,
yeah.
Right? Then
did you do anything other than Breath of the Wild?
No, so this week, so shortly after we recorded last week's podcast, actually not shortly after, it's like immediately after, I opened my Switch and then I started playing Zelda.
Yeah.
So that's where I am.
That's all you've been doing? There's nothing else that like is...
No.
Because if it is, I totally understand. Like,
no, I've only been playing Zelda. I haven't played Overwatch in a week. Feels kind of fucking weird.
Oh, loot boxes you missed out on.
I know. I missed my weeklies. I was just like, damn. This game must be good.
It's very good. Yeah. So do you want to talk about Zelda now or do you want to leave it till the end?
We can leave it till the end.
Okay. I did some stuff in my week.
Tell me.
I started playing Path of Exile again.
Why?
Because there's a new event happening, a new league.
Yeah.
And the league, I believe, is called the Legacy League.
Mm.
And they've taken every single other league and combined it into one league.
Whoa.
So you get these little talismans.
Yeah.
And what happens is that you can slot them into a legacy board.
Mm.
And when you walk into another zone, the next zone will have the modifiers of the talismans you've equipped. But the talismans have effects from every other league prior.
Yeah.
So you could have like extra packs of rare enemies with a league called Breach, and then also with a league called Perandus. And then all those leagues are in that one map together.
Yeah.
And so your next five maps will have those modifiers, and then the stones go away, and you gotta reslot them.
Ooh.
It's a really fun league. It's... Path of Exile is still super hard to penetrate. Like, if I didn't have friends who also played the game and are mm-hmm. like, here's a build, here's a bunch of leveling items, like, get the high level so we can do high level stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't think I'd be going for it, because the sphere grid equivalent in that game is out of control.
Yep.
But it's still really fun. I'm building a casting build this time. It's called Flame Blast, and it's a channeling spell. So you pick an area, and as you're channeling it, a spell circle gets wider and wider and wider, and then when you let go, it blasts flame, boom, explosion. Yeah. But then there's like added ignite elements so that those ignite when they're on fire spreads to other enemies.
Right.
And does stuff like that. Holy shit, my throat sucks.
It's because you went outside in the snow.
Probably.
You're sick.
I wouldn't say I'm sick.
You're getting there.
It's got, like,
you're fucking infected. You got the Bugster virus.
I got the Bugster virus, so no. But yeah, Path of Exile is pretty cool.
Okay.
But I think the coolest thing I did is I played Time Crisis 5.
Like in the arcade?
Like, I went to Playdium, and I played Time Crisis 5.
Is that where you went this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my friend had, he won a Playdium card, and he's like, listen, this has got enough points on it to where I'm not going to spend all these points.
Oh.
Let's all go to Playdium. And I'm like, down. And they had Time Crisis 5 there.
How is Playdium nowadays?
It's a lot of mobile games turned into arcade machines.
Aww.
So like Doodle Jump and Angry Birds all have arcade machines.
Do they still at least have like the big racing section?
They do still have the big racing section. They still have that weird roller coaster 4D experience thing.
That thing's like 20 years old.
Yeah, they still have that. They had a Luigi's Mansion arcade game where you get into like one of those sit down cabinets.
Yeah.
And you get a giant vacuum. And you can, like, aim it at the screen and suck up ghosts and stuff.
Okay.
They actually had a couple Japanese rhythm games there, too.
Neat.
Like, they imported a bunch of stuff. Yeah, but yeah, it was mostly...
Time Crisis?
No, like, I mean, for the arcade machines
oh,
there.
Mostly
mobile games turned into arcade machines.
That's sad.
Which are ticket games.
Oh, that's sad.
So it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But Time Crisis 5, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow your mind for a second. You know how Time Crisis has a pedal that you go up and down? And so you could, like, go behind cover and, like, come out of cover.
Yeah.
Do all that stuff. It's got two pedals now.
What?
Yeah.
For
changing your cover.
What?
So your characters are ninjas. They're like, they might as well be ninjas. They're like,
with guns?
They're like white people ninjas with guns.
What the fuck?
Right? it's so ridiculous. One guy, like, his name might as well be Chad. He's got, like, the blonde spiky hair with a sideways cap.
Yeah.
And a bandana underneath it. It's ridiculous. But pretty much they have super speed. And so while you're shooting enemies and stuff, they can bombard you with, like, a bunch of fire. You can't, like, stand up.
Sure.
Or a bunch of enemies might have shields that you can't shoot through. So what you gotta do is change your cover. So if you're on the right side, you hit the left pedal, and you, like, insta-warp to a different cover on a different vantage angle, and then shoot a bunch of people. And so if you want to duck cover or reload, you keep hitting the left pedal.
Yeah.
But then if you want to switch back, you hit the right pedal, and you, like, warp the other way.
Okay.
It's weird.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's pretty fun.
Okay.
I don't know how they would translate that to, like, a home console game.
Your gun cons have buttons.
Yeah,
they have multiple buttons.
Yeah, maybe.
You only need two buttons for that game.
I guess.
And plus the trigger.
Who's going to sell a gun con in today's day and age?
You're using the Wiimote.
Ugh, disgusting.
No, you're using the left Joy-Con, the right Joy-Con.
Oh, man.
With the IR blaster.
Time Crisis on on the Switch.
I mean,
could you do it?
Yay, I guess. I see it. You use the top
buttons. Using the side buttons?
Yeah.
This plays so well on audio.
it's not nice.
It's but yeah, it's Time Crisis again. Wild Dog is back.
Oh God!
From Time Crisis 1.
Wow.
He still wants to blow up the world.
Is he still
alive? He's an old man now.
Oh.
Yeah, and the new young hotshots are trying to take him down.
Oh right, of course, they're new characters.
Yeah, new characters again, but they're ninjas.
This game.
It's fucking weird.
Wow.
But, like, it's still Time Crisis. Like, red enemies appear, and then their first bullet is, like, always a hit if you don't duck.
Okay.
Shielded enemies. You still have different guns, like shotgun, machine gun.
Right.
Grenade launcher.
Of course.
Like, a lot of it is still same old Time Crisis, but it's the way they implement strategy with the pedals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are certain enemies who will throw smoke bombs at you if you're in one cover for too long. And so you have to switch to the other cover.
I see.
Right? Or, like, other enemies are, like, you can't see them from your vantage point, so when you hit a different cover, you'll get a higher vantage point, and then you can shoot down on them. Right? It's pretty cool. I really like Time Crisis, though. So, that's also a thing.
Yeah, Time Crisis is great. What I like is... Yeah, Time Crisis is probably my favorite.
Like Light Gun Shooter?
Yeah, it's very closely followed by Virtual Cop, but...
Oh, Virtual Cop's got a justice shot, though. You shoot the gun out their hand, and they're like, shit.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Did I tell you Yakuza, Yakuza 0 has a whole Virtual Cop segment in
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. It's awesome. That's cool. But my week has been Breath of the Wild, mostly.
Okay.
But those were the few things I did
before. That sounds good. So Breath of the Wild, you beat the game.
Yeah, I beat it last night.
All right, I'm halfway through.
Okay.
I'm halfway through.
Well,
I'm pretty sure I'm halfway through.
You beat 2 out of 4 things.
Yeah.
But, like, depending on how much you explore, like, it's weird to, like, ask someone, like, how far they are in this game.
For the context of the main story, I'm halfway
through. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? But, like, how long are you going to explore? What are you going to go do?
Yeah, I mean, to put into numbers, I've done about 70 shrines.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think I've done about high 50s, low 60s.
Okay, yeah. I've done about 70 shrines, so, like, I'm definitely past the halfway point if I really think about it.
Okay.
It's a good game.
Yeah, so I talked about it last week.
Mm.
I want to hear your thoughts on Zelda. Like what was it that hooked you immediately? Like, were you going straight to dungeons? Were you exploring?
So, I think what I liked was when you start it, it just throws you in and it says, go.
It says, defeat Ganon.
Yeah, and I was like, that's the coolest.
Yeah.
When you get that quest that just says, defeat Ganon. Like, you basically get your tutorial over and it says, defeat Ganon, go.
And yeah, then, and you can. Like, yeah. That, you get those items at the beginning, those relics, yeah. And then you can just go do whatever you want.
Yeah. It would be super hard to do it at the beginning, but, mm. Yeah. But I like how, I don't know how they've done it, but it's an open world game where it works really well in long play sessions as it does in short bursts,
mm.
Because of the way that they've implemented the shrines. Like, the game doesn't have really long, elaborate dungeons.
It doesn't.
And part of me misses that.
And even the story dungeons aren't yeah. super long and elaborate.
Yeah. But in its place, it has all these really micro-sized dungeons that are literally one-room puzzles.
Mm.
And I think young me would have hated that because I really liked going back and forth between dungeons and figuring things out.
Yeah.
But the me of today is kind of like, I'm glad that it's all confined to one room. Right. I can do it, and then I get my reward, and then I'm done. And if I want to do one shrine for this session and go...
And that's not to say that there's not super
yeah.
long shrines. There yeah. are some shrines that are just like, it's puzzle on puzzle on puzzle.
Totally, totally. and to that extent, I think that's where the real magic of the Switch comes in. If I were playing this on the Wii U, it would be a little bit tougher, but like I find myself doing a lot of that shrine stuff while like I'm in the car waiting for somebody, or yeah. if I'm... I just have like a couple minutes to kill, but I'm not at home. And
is it more convenient, or is it hindering your life because you have it on you at all times?
I think it's a bit of both.
Okay.
Some would say it's a bit of both. but it's really cool that like when you like, for example, like if I go all day and then like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, I could put in like a couple PlayStations, but then I come home and I could put it on the big TV, and it's like that whole game culture is really cool.
Yeah, and just how seamless it is to go yeah. from like
yeah.
here's a tablet, slide yeah. it in, take the things out.
Like, I won't say that it's if you have it on the Wii U, you're missing this integral part of the experience, but it is something that is tangible and adds to it. It's kind of like, I guess, some would say, like, VR is to a certain game.
Yeah, I've been hearing people say, like, oh, you haven't played Res Infinite if you haven't played it in
VR. But at the same time, like, you have played it, and it's...
Yeah, and it's still good.
It's still good, so... Yeah, it's not super integral, but it definitely adds to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the sense of adventure in the game.
Which is, like, the thing they had to have gotten down.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad they did, because if they didn't make that world fun yeah. to explore, yeah. like, that game is dead.
Yeah, I guess I was so, like, a part of me has this mentality, like, oh, I can't go there because I don't have X weapon or X ability. And sometimes I'd get to certain sections in Breath of the Wild where it'll be like, oh, yeah, I can't do this yet. But then I'd be like, wait a minute.
I totally can.
I just gotta really think about it. Yeah. And you can do it. And it's just like, that's really cool. Like, you really can just, you can play the game at whatever pace you want. And that was super fun and refreshing. And yeah, it definitely is not as dense as, say, like The Witcher or Skyrim. But there's enough there for me to want to do things. And I think it's got the right level of balance for me in terms of having enough quests to fill my time versus forcing me so far off the track that I get overwhelmed and then
get one-shotted by someone.
Yeah, and then I turn it off. The game is hard. I wouldn't say it's like Dark Souls rough, but it keeps me on my toes, and I like that.
Yeah, it's like, for as hand-holdy as Skyward Sword was,
yeah,
and like how pretty much I never died in that game.
Yeah,
this is like the exact opposite.
Yeah, this like people will one-shot you in this game.
For a long time.
Yeah, until you have, like, plus 10 hearts, you're going to get
one... Or a decent armor set.
Yeah, you're going to get one shot a lot, and it's cool. I've always had mixed feelings on weapon durability, being a Fire Emblem person.
Yeah.
I like weapon durability. It's cool. But it just... It is... Your weapons are, like, real glass. Like, they're fragile in yeah. this game. Like, even now, I would say I've got some good stuff. Things still shatter way more frequently than I was expecting, and mm-hmm. that's a kind of a bummer.
Especially when you're using a certain type of weapon on something that it's not optimized for.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple times where I ran on some, like, rare ore pieces, but I didn't have, like, a heavy weapon or a hammer. So I just started poking it with a lance.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, I break one of the ores, but my lance is also done. Done. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, so, like, that part's kind of a bummer. Just because... I don't think I'd have a problem with it if there was a way that I could fix my weapons, or if there okay. was a way that I could up durability, or if there was a way that, let's say, even if I could level up Link, because as it stands, I'm running past enemies because I see no reason to fight them in the field.
So there's eventually a point where, like, if I want to go explore, like, yeah. kind of more beginner areas, yeah. like, these enemies are nothing to me,
yeah.
and so they're not even worth my time of killing them, waiting for the explosion, mm-hmm. and then picking up their stuff.
No, but even like the high level enemies, I don't even bother fighting them.
Really?
Yeah, because I go through enough shrines and whatnot that I have weapons that are awesome.
Okay.
And then I'm like, why waste them on these guys?
Okay.
And like, I see no reason to fight them. So it's that's kind of a bummer. I'm just, you know, they have that.
So I took the opposite mentality.
Yeah.
Where I just said, screw it, everyone I see. As long as they're, I think I can get a decent reward out of them, like, I'm just gonna fight them.
Yeah.
And that hasn't, proven, like, I haven't been wronged by that methodology.
Yeah.
Just because the game doles out so many weapons,
yeah.
and, like, oh, it's like, oh, I found this sweet ice greatsword.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna find another one. You are 100% gonna find another one. There was a point in my game where I was running with three of them.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like, okay, well, what am I gonna do with all these?
Yeah. I know.
The game gives you good enough stuff at a steady enough clip to where if you see a camp over there of like, mm-hmm. and you want to see what's in that monster chest, just go fight them because you'll get your stuff back.
I've been starting to realize that the stuff in the monster chest is never worth it though.
There's a couple, like I got a couple gold rupees out of those monster chests.
And... Yeah. Like the best stuff is in the shrines. That's why I just seek those things out. And that's all I really focus on. Unless I need to farm a certain enemy for items or whatnot. But I think for me, like, I'm really enjoying the game. It's tons of fun. My pro tip would be upgrade stamina first.
Okay.
It'll
really help with climbing.
And swimming and anything.
A lot of things. So you are done two dungeons.
Yeah.
What dungeons did you defeat? In, like, what order?
So first one I did was the Zora.
Okay.
And that was so cool.
Yeah, the Zora level is awesome. When you get the Zora tunic.
Yeah. So, I did that, and then I did the one in the air. The bird people.
The bird people.
The Rito?
Yeah, the Rito.
The Ritos. So, yeah, that one's equally as fun.
Yeah, so I also did the Zora one first.
Yeah.
But I went and did the Gerudo one second.
Yeah.
Right? And it's cool that I hear stories about people just like, oh, I did the Goron one first, or I did the Gerudo one first.
I guess, you know, I see where the Goron one's located, and I see Death Mountain, and to me, that's like, I guess inherently, I just thought, no, that must be like endgame stuff, right?
It's called Death Mountain.
Yeah, I feel like that shouldn't be my first one,
but it totally isn't. I had the same thing, and I went up there. I was like, oh, I could have just prepared for what was up there,
yeah,
and I would have been fine.
Yes. So, yeah, what I don't know. I really like the narrative they're telling. Like, I really like the story in this world. I think it might be my favorite in terms of the story they're trying to say. Like, I guess I'm sick of the whole, like, you're a boy who wakes up and you evoke the legendary hero and you are I like how in this one is like, no, you are the legend. You fucking failed.
Yeah, you failed. You've been asleep for 100 years. And also people remind you of your failure.
Yeah, and
like, then, you roll up to people and they're like, oh man, remember that time you fucked up and you're an idiot?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, this is the kingdom that was. Now it's in tatters. It's 100 years later.
It's your fault.
Yeah. And I like how Zelda is like this active person who's trying to do something. She's not like this damsel in distress. I like the idea of the four champions and how they have giant robots.
It's just like giant robots.
it all seems really cool. It seems like a proper, like, this is the legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
And I'm so into that.
It's funny you say that's your favorite story, because I would say that this is the Zelda with maybe the least amount of story. Or the least amount of mandatory story.
Yes.
Because if you want, you can just do four dungeons and go to Ganon and then do nothing else, right? Yeah. But there's still the flashbacks that you can
find. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to try and do all the flashbacks before I go beat the big bad.
Yeah, there was a couple lines of dialogue within when I beat the final
that
game,
just had no context.
Where I'm like, oh, if I had gotten all these memories,
you would have made sense.
Would this have changed the dialogue?
Oh, interesting.
Right. There's like the way they phrase certain things and the way some people talk to me in that final
ending.
That
makes sense. Yeah. It's cool. Like, the Master Sword is just there.
Yeah.
Like, if you can go get it.
You can beat the game without it.
Yeah, it's real neat how you can just, like, do the, like...
Same thing with the shield, the Hylian shield. Like, you could just I didn't find it when I beat it. I had to go afterwards and look around.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's interesting to hear, like, what you can do. I really do like how the game isn't gated off in any way. Like, you can really do anything from the outset, and there's no worry about it being limited on item count or ability. So that's real fun.
My Twitter was full of people who, when they started the game, 3 hearts, no upgrades, they just said, F it, I'm gonna get all the towers. And they did. And you can totally do that. You can get every single tower immediately. Like, it's. I don't know, we keep repeating it, but it's just like insane that an open world game truly isn't gated in any way. Like, you don't have the Fallout New Vegas thing of like, oh, I went over here and I ran into like 50 Deathclaws and now I'm wrecked, right? And there's actually no way no matter how much I prepare for what level I am, I cannot do anything in this area. But in this game, it truly is like everything is open, everything is explorable.
I think I don't really like anything to do with the menu in this game, and the menu.
It's not the greatest.
I
Like sorting helps, but
the inventory system sucks, especially when you get something in a chest and it's like, oh, that's cool, but then it's like, oh, your inventory is full, close the chest, then I have to press pause and open the chest or open my menu and then drop
drop
something
a thing manually,
and then open the chest again. It's like, how come I can't just do that when the chest opens?
Or why didn't it give you an option just to be like, hey, your inventory's full, do you
Yeah,
want to
why
replace
do you want
something?
yeah, what do you want to swap? I think the thing that really pisses me off is the cooking.
Cooking sucks. Cooking
What?
is partially necessary, but also sucks.
Yeah, it's insane to think that this game has, like, I can't believe the Zelda game has an adventure log, like a quest log, has a compendium and a picture thing taking, but they don't have a recipe book that I can't just call from.
Or a way for you to just like mass cook or something. Like,
Exactly,
I want to
like,
cook 10 of these.
yeah, and it sucks because cooking in this game is actually super important and I feel is super beneficial, especially early on if you want to do certain
Did you
things.
end up doing elixirs and playing around with
Yeah,
that?
yeah.
Like, that stuff is important too.
Very important stuff, and if they just make it so difficult.
Or not even difficult, they make it tedious. Because like, if I want to make like a meat skewer that raises my attack, but it also heals 10 hearts. It's pretty much trial and error. And once I've made it once, I have to remember that. It's like, okay, it's 3 meats and then 2 of these attack things, right? Instead of 2 meats and 3 of these attack things.
I was saying we were talking like, yeah, did you find the durians? Because those are the best
I did
wings.
not find any
When you find
durians.
a durian, try and get 5 of them and then cook them all together. You know what you get?
What?
Full restore plus 20 hearts.
That's what I did with hearty truffles.
Oh,
So you get full restore and then a whole bunch of bonus hearts. And I thought I could cheat the game because I thought I could use those bonus hearts as like master sword
No,
hearts, but you
you
can't.
can't. I think they when I saw that restriction for the Master Sword, and I'm like, there's no way they're gonna let me use the temp hearts. Yeah, there's no
They
way.
didn't let you. I liked the way that there's a lot of things in this game that are little homages
The past
to
games,
past games.
including the soundtrack.
Including the soundtrack, but they're not just like, hey, like on Tingle Island, here's Tingle, right? It's pretty much like they're just like, here's a name. We're referencing the old thing, but we're still this new Zelda.
There's a lot of neat things that remind me of Link to the Past. When you first get to the Master Sword, it's in the forest. If there's that identical path, and instead of the animals, they have the little Korok dudes who are like scampering around.
It's really cool.
Throughout the world, you'll find these swords that you might think is the Master Sword. They're just everywhere.
The one at the beginning, if you go to the little thing near the Temple of Time and there's on a pedestal,
I was like, is that the Master Sword? I'm like, it's a fake
it's
one.
a rusty sword, son of a bee.
And that's all over the world. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. No, it's a good game. I think my biggest complaint is I don't like the title.
Breath of the
I
Wild?
don't like it.
It's whatever.
I don't like it. It doesn't evoke you know, when like A Link to the Past, I always felt it was like one of the best names for Zelda or Ocarina of Time. Breath of the Wild just doesn't really signify anything in this game that is like it does.
I think it more signifies the change. Like, it's like the wild, it's open, it's
I guess, but it just seems so broad and vague. Like,
all
I have
right.
no idea what it's like. I don't feel like I just don't like the title.
I guess like all other Zeldas are pretty on the nose. Link's Awakening.
Skyward Sword, the Twilight Princess, and it's just like Breath of the like what are you trying to say here?
I don't know, I won't talk about the final boss, but like there's some stuff in there that's like it could, like you could extrapolate it out that
Yeah, but
way,
it's not
but
definitive.
yeah, it's not.
And that's a dumb complaint, but
I think
it's
my least favorite thing about this game is when it rains, because I can't climb.
So, is there any benefit to rain in this game?
No, it's all downsides. You want to get shocked.
It
You want
rains a lot in this game.
to not be able to use your bomb arrows.
Oh,
So when it
yeah.
rains and you use your bomb arrows, they're just regular arrows because the rain hits out
Yeah.
the
And you, but
fuse.
they still count as bomb arrows you're
Yeah.
wasting. God, that
Sucks.
sucks. Yeah. I miss certain items that I thought this game would have that it
Like
doesn't.
a hook shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want a hook shot
But I mean,
too.
like, that would make the game super
Like a
simple.
spinning top? Like a
No.
Beyblade you could ride?
Nah,
Like in
maybe. No.
like in Twilight Princess?
No. But I do miss, like, the hook shot. I miss the iron boots.
Okay.
I miss a lot of
Yeah,
classic
there's
games.
really no underwater play in this
You
game at
can't
all.
dive. You can't fish.
You could fish.
Can you fish with a rod?
You could fish with a bomb.
That's not
I took a
fishing.
bomb into the river and blew up the river.
That's not
That's
fishing.
fishing. That's efficient fishing.
No.
All the fish die and I collect them. I don't understand what your problem
That's
is.
bombing. But yeah, like that stuff kind of is a bummer. But you can surf on your shield, and that's really cool.
That's I have so many stories of like an enemy just like totally wrecks me with a heavy weapon, and while I'm falling down a mountain, I recover and I'm just like shield out and I slide down the mountain and I'm out of there.
I've broken so many shields that way.
Yeah, if you do it on something that's not soft like sand or snow,
Yeah.
it will degrade your shield.
It's fun.
It's worth it.
It's
It's
totally
worth it.
worth
Have you
it.
found the bloopies?
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
those are cool.
Shoot them, take a picture of them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
have great fairy fountains.
Those are weird.
Yeah, how do you like the great fairies in this one?
I'm
Like their design and stuff.
not. I don't know. I feel like 100 years ago they would have been hot.
Or are they still hot?
I don't know, man.
I like that they're still the flamboyant ones from like Majora's Mask
Yeah.
and Ocarina of Time. Like
Yo, no,
lots
they're.
of makeup, lots of glitter.
Yeah.
Like very open with their emotions, so to say.
I feel like they were the used and retired workers from a burlesque club.
Or are they the current workers?
No, they are not.
Yeah,
They are far from current.
I just like I like those characters a lot. I like their personalities. I like the different animations you get when you level up to different levels of your armor. They're just expensive, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to unlock the last Great Fairy Fountain. It's cost me 10,000 rupees, and I'm
Yeah.
like, where do I get that many rupees?
I don't know, man. I got tons of money.
Gotta sell it. I don't know how you have a bunch of money. I was constantly at like 100 gil the whole game. And no
I
arrows.
sold a lot of stones,
Oh, did you?
like diamonds and
I
sapphires
heard
and
there was
topaz.
someone that like uses those and they're important, but I haven't found them yet.
Yeah, they're for dye.
Oh, for that?
Yeah, like your sapphire gives you the blue,
Oh,
diamond
okay.
gives you the white.
Do I care that much? I haven't used any diamonds just because you need them to remake the story items.
Yeah.
But again, you get so much cool stuff
Yeah.
that it's kind of not worth it. And that's where stuff like the breakable weapons really suck.
Yeah.
Because when you get this story-related scimitar or sword or
Yep.
trident or whatever, it's super cool. It's there's the only one like it, and it shatters.
Yeah.
It's this exponential price to bring
Yeah.
it back. Like you need a
Yeah.
diamond, you need a bunch of gil, you need
Yeah.
another
So
weapon.
I have two story items. I have a lance and a bow.
Yeah.
I've never used them.
Yeah, my bow. I broke my bow playing here, and I broke my lance like way
Yeah.
long ago.
And something tells me I'm never
No,
like
it's too expensive.
I upgraded all my weapon slots just so I can keep them.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And there are other bows that are like other weapons that do what they do, but also
Yeah.
better,
Yeah.
right?
So I gotta ask, is this where would you rank this in the pantheon of your favorite Zeldas?
I just beat it yesterday. I want to let it simmer. I don't know yet. I don't know if it beats Majora's Mask. It's easily number two. Yeah, well, I don't know. Like it might go Majora's Mask, Breath of the Wild, Orcarina, but like the thing to me is at the time, Orcarina of Time was the closest game to being perfect that I could think of.
Yeah,
Right? It's just
that's a fair assessment.
It broke all kinds of new ground. I couldn't think of a bad thing to say about that game when I was younger. And like to be honest, not really now. Like if I take into consideration what it was for its time, like I don't know if I would have any complaints about that. But the exploration, the whole new fresh coat of paint on Breath of the Wild is
Yeah.
just enough to get over certain mild annoyances.
Yep. Totally.
Know what it's missing? Fierce Deity's Mask. That's what it's missing. If I can be Fierce Deity Link.
It's coming.
Is it?
It's coming.
All right. Then maybe it's number uno. I don't know. Can
Wow.
the moon crash into the earth at some point?
No, but this game's got a red blood moon.
It does have a red blood moon, and it has my favorite music when the red blood moon comes up.
Yeah,
It's
man.
so
Man, the
creepy.
blood moon's so annoying sometimes. Sometimes I'll clear out a whole place and be like, blood moon time,
And then they all
resurrect.
resurrect, and there's more of them, and they're all
Yeah.
stronger.
It always happens at the most inconvenient opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like the Fang and Bone shop? Have you been getting anything from there?
I haven't really explored it out too much. I've just been doing a lot of, like I said, most of my time has just been doing shrines and some side quests.
Okay.
Got some cool horses.
Yeah, I saw you got a really cool horse I haven't found yet. I want that horse.
You think Mikey told me at the beginning of the game.
Damn, I want it.
He's like, yeah, right at the beginning, you just jump off and get
What?
it.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
came across it when I accidentally was wandering around the wall.
Oh, okay. All right. I gotta check then.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's Rao from it's Rao's horse from Fist of the North Star.
I posted that picture on Twitter. A lot of people are like, that's Lubu's horse.
Yeah, that's Lubu's horse. That's Rao's horse from Fist of the North Star. That's any like bad guy horse.
Yeah, he's sick.
And I want it.
Yeah, I want to get those the horse armor you said from Fang and Bone for it.
Yeah,
So,
the dead armor or
yeah,
whatever. That'll look cool
that'll
on
look
that
real
horse.
cool.
I just got all the enemy masks.
Yeah.
So you can like wear these masks and like it'll trick the enemies into thinking you're one of them for a
Yeah.
little bit.
Yeah.
It's really ridiculous because you're
Yeah.
still a human but with like a shitty mask on.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
But they're fun.
Yeah, no, so Zelda's a very good game. I could probably, I'm only, yeah, like I said, I'm halfway through. I could probably say that this is easily my favorite Zelda game.
Really?
I could
Like
easily
more
say
so than
that.
A Link to the Past.
I've always been an Ocarina kid, but
Ocarina, more so than Ocarina.
yeah, I think it just edges it out for me.
Oracle of Ages and Seasons.
Yes,
The
because
Minish Cap.
Minish Cap is great, but that's still one of the like second tier Zelda games.
Okay.
The thing with Oracle of Ages and Seasons.
CDI Zelda.
No, yeah, this is definitely one of my favorite Zelda game, or
Wow.
my favorite Zelda game. I really like it. Like, I like the world that they've built, I like playing it. It's just a lot of fun.
Like it's easily my favorite game of the year so
So
far.
far, okay.
Like I started playing it and actually couldn't put it down.
Yeah, no, I've had that problem. Yeah.
It's just like I could be doing something else,
But I won't.
or I could play Zelda.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm always on the verge of discovering something new.
Yeah.
Even now having beaten the game,
Yeah.
I'm always on the verge of finding one more cool thing.
Yeah. It definitely has that going for it, and I'm into it.
Did you end up seeing my tweet about the Gerudo outfit you get?
Is it the one that turns into a girl?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a funny side quest.
Yeah, I heard that goes
That
places.
goes all kinds of places, that one.
Yeah. So,
Or the sand seals, do you see those?
I don't think
Oh,
so.
I think my favorite part about this game actually is that this game understands me as a human being
Okay.
because it is full of puns. There are puns
Okay.
everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
There's a guy you go, he has a mini game where it's snow bowling, and
Yeah.
you roll a snowball down a hill to go bowling.
Yeah.
And like, before you go to roll your first ball, he's like, snow 'em how it's done. And I'm like,
Wow.
boom, 10 out of 10 puns. When you go rent a sand seal, you talk to the lady, and it's like, let's seal the deal. And it's
Wow.
SEAL. Oh, it's fantastic.
The worst thing about this game is having to be in a raft.
Being a raft.
Fanning a
Oh,
raft.
that sucks. I've only ever done that like once or twice.
It's awful.
Sucks.
I once broke the leaf
How did you break
in the
the.
middle of the
Wait, like
ocean.
you broke it on the.
TJ and Mikey
Oh
were there.
my
I broke
God.
it while I was doing it. I couldn't do anything
See,
because I didn't have enough stamina to get back to shore.
whenever there's an option to either take a raft or like that kind of stuff, I'm like, screw it. I'm gonna find a really high place, climb up there, and then paraglide.
You can't get, use the raft to get to Skull Island. Well, you have to use the raft to get to the not
To
to.
the one where it takes all your stuff?
Yeah, you have to.
No.
Oh, you can fly
I
there?
flew there.
Oh my God.
I went to the shrine at the top of that giant hill, and I flew
Oh
all the way
wow.
there.
Jesus. Yeah, no.
Screw rafts. The rafts
I
suck.
took the raft
You're a bad person. Rafts
Yeah,
suck.
it does
Did you
suck.
beat that island?
Yep.
I got to the final challenge
Yeah.
where you face the Hinnok or whatever.
Oh, he was the second one for me.
He was the last one for me.
And?
I died because I got struck by lightning.
Oh.
Because I was trying to do the thing where I tried to put, like, a metal weapon near him while he was sleeping, and then lightning would come down, but I didn't get away fast enough, and it just struck me down. And so when I loaded my save back up, I was outside of the island with nothing completed, and I'm like, I'll do this later.
Oh, did you get back to it?
Nope. Oh, wow. Not yet.
Sucks.
It's not, it wasn't fun.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the reward's not worth it.
Oh, no! I assume it's an orb.
Yeah, and something else.
Okay.
Completely not worth it.
10 rupees.
You're pretty close.
Oh, no.
But yeah, no. Love the game.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It could use a little bit of, like, I could use at least one big chest where, like, it's the whole cutscene, open the thing, and then you get the, whatever the important item is.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, the game's a, this game's like, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird playing something that I think will be an instant classic.
Yep.
Like something that years down the road I can be like, hey, this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it is.
Yeah. It's weird also like living in an age where you know someone is going to be like the next pop star for years to come, right? Like you look at Justin Bieber and you're like, you're not going away for a long time.
We're thankful for that.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, no, I really want to see Nintendo do this with their other franchises, just reinvent them.
Metroid?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
want
to...
I want them to reinvent Metroid.
What about a new F-Zero?
That's just fucking racing.
What about an open world F-Zero?
You know
where you could tame cars?
No. No. I think it would be super cool if they turned F-Zero into an RPG and racing was the battle.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
like, yeah, you gotta upgrade your pilot.
Like, you were Captain Falcon, the cop.
Yeah. Space cop? You're the racing cop? Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Like, you're an undercover cop, and you're the Blue Falcon.
Oh, you're in the undercover racing ring?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Yo, Nintendo, shoot us a line. We got some story ideas.
Like, you could race on the side for slips.
Yeah, it's pretty much what I think all, like, almost every single Nintendo franchise needs right now.
Yeah.
Is,
except for Smash.
If Smash is garbage, Smash needs to just, like, go away.
Oh, they should reinvent Mario Party.
And turn it into a fun game.
Oh, wow. Wow. Sick burn.
Sick burn, bro. I could say the same about Smash. Like, oh, it turned into a fighting game? Oh,
man.
But yeah, like, I think pretty much most Nintendo first parties need, like, a fresh new idea or a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah, that new Mario's looking... I'm more interested in new Mario now. I want to know if it's different like this.
It's pretty... It's looking, like, similar to Galaxy in certain ways.
Yeah.
And Galaxy was probably one of the best Mario games ever made just because it was super fresh and novel.
Yeah.
So.
We shall see, but Nintendo, I definitely recommend Breath of the Wild. Best old game.
I think... Are you happy with the game for a whole purchase of a whole system? Like... Has the Breath of the Wild justified your purchase of
a For console? Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But, take note, I don't have a Wii U.
Okay.
So I'd have to buy a console anyway to play it.
Yeah.
And Anthony was gracious enough to just let me borrow his, so the decision was kind of made for me.
Okay.
Right? If it were like a recommendation, like someone's listening, like, should I get a Switch for this? I would still say no.
I would say if you don't have a Wii U...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, go for the
Switch. See, but I would say if you don't have a Wii U or a Switch, get the Wii U. Because then at least you can get Zelda. And then...
And get Bayonetta.
You get Bayonetta. You get Xenoblade Chronicles. You could get Tokyo Mirage Sessions. There's, like, the Wii U...
Yeah, true.
Like, there's still at least a handful of great games on the Wii U that you'll get more value out of as opposed to the Switch.
And then you'll play Zelda. Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Like, the Switch is still in its sort of, like, hype zone. But, like, make no mistake... In a couple weeks from now, the Switch will be on shelves. You could buy it whenever you want.
Yeah.
And you could always buy Zelda whenever you want for it there. But if it was like right now, you really want to play Zelda, I would still say get the Wii U. That said, okay. I am 100% satisfied with my purchase
of the Switch. As much as I like some of the games on the Wii U, I always forget they exist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, man, I wish I would make another Bayonetta. Oh, wait, they did. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, so...
Okay, that's fair.
That's what I would say. I mean, like, if you're the type of person who loves being first to the party and you like...
Yeah, you need your
new being an early adopter. Like, yeah. I always do that with all my electronics. So, like, I...
For me, it's only video games. Video games are my new adopter thing.
Okay, yeah.
So...
Yeah, so, like, yeah. If you're used to that mentality, then for sure, get the Switch. Right. If you are... price conscious, value oriented, get the Wii U.
There's a lot of good games on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
Breath of the Wild, 5 out of 5.
It's probably going to be TNIB's game of the year.
We'll see.
There's nothing else I can think of we're going to agree upon.
Yakuza 0.
No. I mean, the closest thing we'll say is Nier Automata, and I have no... I am 100% sure that it's not going to be better
than Zelda. That game has 24 endings.
I heard...
Or 26.
I heard, but only, like, 5 or 10 of them actually...
Matter?
Yeah.
That's kind of like the original Nier.
Yeah, okay.
There's a bunch of endings. Some of them don't matter.
Yeah. There is no other game. Unless Monster Hunter makes a surprise.
Monster Hunter Switch?
Yeah.
So maybe Super Mario Odyssey? Well, that's the next year. Never mind.
Did you see that article? I think Christian sent it to us. Monster Hunter and... What's making the collaboration? Monster Hunter and...
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
No.
Is it Breath of the Wild?
It might be. I don't know. You can get the armor and stuff in Double Cross?
I don't remember.
Okay. Anyways, let's talk about Kamen Rider. It's the round of the show.
Yo, finally.
Yo, stuff's happening.
Finally, episodes of Kamen Rider.
So the first one's kind of just like Detective Man. Who cares?
Before all that. Before all that. No title cards or ending second sequences in either of these episodes.
Yeah.
So I think it's been a good like 6 episodes now that we haven't had a title screen or something.
Yeah. The episode 21 is just, you know, another Monster of the Week stuff.
Yeah. There's a detective, he's got a grudge.
Yeah, and you gotta solve the mystery. And you find out that the former CEO...
Has a dad?
Is the dad
of the current...
Of the current CEO of GEM Corporation. Anyways, that all leads up into the second episode, 22, which kind of seemed like it was out of nowhere, what happens in this.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, that first episode is just the setup for everything to happen in that... 20-minute episode, holy jeez. I don't know, where do you want to start with that?
So, Gen, somehow the Ministry of Health finds out.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like, what, how?
And so Gen, but as Gen is being arrested...
He's like, oh no, I have the Bugster virus.
So they go to...
They go to
CR, like, and they're like, listen, you gotta heal me. You can't...
I'm going to turn over a new leaf, all this stuff.
And it just seems so out of place.
Right.
And it's just like, what is this?
And there were... I thought there were two ways this episode could go. It was either one, that the writers didn't know how to finish Gem's arc.
Yeah.
And they're like, the police got him.
Yeah.
Or two, it was all according to plan.
Yeah, so like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, this has got to be like a fake setup. Because like, the way they've written this story makes no sense to me. I feel like I missed 5 episodes of him turning a new leaf. But, so yeah, I was always confident that it was just a fake out.
Yeah, and M is all like, oh, I'm a doctor, I'll save anyone's life, no matter who it is.
At the same time, Hiro and...
Snipe
and the girl, they're trying to make a new cart, which basically is a game genie, which reprograms.
It lets you re-roll a class, but like someone else's class.
Yeah. And that seemed pretty interesting. but yeah, and then so... X-Aid heals the zombie man.
Yeah, he heals Gem.
And then Gem just...
It's like, muhaha, I'm evil.
Yeah.
Why didn't you understand this beforehand? I'm the evilest.
He starts using the Dark Hado on people.
Yeah. He unleashes the thing he's been threatening for the last couple episodes, which is, like, level X, the one where a level cannot be calculated.
Yeah.
It's like the mysterious X factor, literally.
Where he's become Kamen Rider Algebra Unknown Variable X.
Right.
Yeah.
And he does it. He like comes out, like his punches have like weird darkness coming out of them.
Yeah.
His zombie army is just more of him.
Yeah.
Because there's a scene, the part in that episode where it's like, why is Gem here?
Yeah.
Because he's in his dark X-Aid form.
Uh-huh.
It's like, why is he here? But he's also dying over there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he basically crushes everybody.
He destroys everyone.
And then he slicks his hair back, and he goes back to his CEO chair, and he sits down.
With all his army.
Yeah, and he sits down, and he's like, home sweet home.
But the biggest thing is that when he zombie armied M, destroyed the Rider belt.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So apparently you said something like this happened in Gaim, where the Rider belt got cut in half.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything like this in a Kamen Rider. So I don't really know how they're going to Maybe they're going to get the new belt that has four slots. It's like the 32X belt. And then you get the expansion.
Yeah, when they did it in Gaim, because in Gaim they're all samurai.
Yeah.
So they just take the sword and they're like,
sing! And they cut a belt.
And they cut a belt in two. That's cool. It's like, oh! Yeah, no. All right. Yeah, no, cracked belts and stuff happen and broken belts. They generally are a regular occurrence. It happens.
So I want the new upgrade belt or the proto belt.
Yeah, I wonder what the new belt would be.
Do you think it's just more upgrade slots? Like, it's, you just get expanded memory?
So you get, like, four in there?
Yeah. Because those level 50s take two slots, yeah, right? And you can only use one side.
Yeah.
Like, what if I had two level 50s, like, level 100, and then it's a mix of the two?
Yeah.
Because they are combining a bunch of stuff. Like, Kantai Collection is a mix between Snipe and Kantai Collection.
Yeah. What I really like about the show is I like how the powers are restricted to these cards, but these cards, just from the various nature of the story, they've been shuffled around through different characters.
Yeah.
I really like that.
So everyone gets to use them in a different way.
Yeah, and sometimes only one person has them, and like through circumstance, they can't. Like, I really like how Brave and Snipe have to share one to be in their ultimate forms. That's a fun dynamic. And, like, the way that they have to... It's not like, oh, we're best buds, you use it. It's just, like, they have to barter and shit for each other.
But it's also, like the secret relationship of, like, I gotta say I hate you, but really I'm gonna put myself in a more dangerous situation, but, like, make you think
this. Yeah, so, like, we all see heroes turning over, like, a more friendlier... buddy-buddy side.
Yeah. Without explicitly being like, hey, let's eat cake together.
Because for a long time, Hiro, when he would talk to M, he wouldn't look at him. He would look at a wall.
Yeah.
And now he looks at him, so it's fun. I'm going to say it right now. I think Hiro's going to die at the end of the series.
Oh, okay. You think there's going to be another main character
death? I think Hiro's going to have to die at the end.
All right.
I think when he finally becomes, like, the best friend that M wants, he's going to die.
Hmm.
That's just how I see it.
Well, that would be in line with our favorite bike.
Yeah.
Right, our favorite Kamen Rider bike. Like, he finally revealed himself, and he had his true nature revealed. And then, hey, how's it going? Boom, you're dead.
Yeah, and then he'll be dead. And we'll get a scene of him in spirit form with his dead girlfriend, and they're eating cake together and shit.
I cannot cut.
There's nothing we cannot cut.
Oh,
we
cannot cut. Oh, how could I miss that?
That, or she's putting another belt on him or something. I don't know.
So, yeah, Kamen Rider, man. A lot happened to make up for, like, 2 weeks of no episodes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, it seems like it's finally getting to that next arc. It's not about monsters and stuff.
So what episode is this?
22.
It's about halfway through the series.
Yeah, she's like 49 episodes, 48. Okay. Yeah.
Almost halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show keeps surprising me in ways that it changes it up.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
I like it.
Awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. If you got any questions or concerns, you know where to find us.
You should go play Breath of the Wild.
Or you should buy a Switch.
Yeah. Or Wii U.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. That's right.
Wow. Just on that Switch train.
Yeah.
You were looking at your Switch, and you're like, you should buy a Switch. And you're like, oh, it's so cute.
I still want red Joy-Cons.
Yeah. You go spend $100, you nutbar.
When my tax return comes in, mark my words.
You're going to buy stuff for your bike. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Shit.
You're going to buy red things for your bike.
Yeah, I do need new shoes.
Do you?
No.
But my shoes could be lighter.
We'll see. Okay, on that note, we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.